Hi there, welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis from The Fertile Mind. This week we're looking at the third and the fourth of the seven deadly myths that stop us having more peace, resilience and flow in life, and often lead to fear, anxiety and dis-ease, things that put tension into our body, which is not great when you're trying to get pregnant. This week's myths are I'm okay when, and positive thinking is useful. Let's see how we can see through these myths and connect to our innate resources, our innate resilience, our innate well-being that gives us that stability, that groundedness, regardless of what's happening in life. Remember to subscribe to get further updates on the future myths, and also you'll get the previous episodes to listen to any ones you've missed from the past. Loving you. Third great myth, deadly myth of what keeps us from having peace of mind. The third myth is I'm okay when X or Y happens, or I'm okay if this happens. And I lived many, many years. Once in my mid-30s, I became aware this was how I was living my life. I wasn't aware that subconsciously I'd gone through my life, even as a young child, thinking I'll be okay when I prove myself. I've got my school exams, I've proved I'm okay. I'll be okay when I get my degree and I've already proved to everyone that I'm okay, I'm good enough. And it became my employer, I became a people pleaser. I was constantly thinking I'm okay if people think I'm okay. And I'll be okay, I'll be happy when I got my career underway, got a good job and a career, a safe job and a good career. I'll be happy when I get married. And that wasn't giving true contentment. So I'll be happy when you have children. It's always the next thing. And if we think it's always the next thing, we never have true contentment because we're not being present to what is. Which doesn't allow us to really enjoy what is, because we're constantly thinking of the next thing and how we can get it and what it needs to be. We're never living in the moment. We're living in this imaginary future. And that's what thinking does. It points us in the wrong place for that kind of sense of okayness. Our thinking truly thinks our okayness is dependent on something else, just out of habit, out of innocence, and it starts as a young child. So if we think our sense of okayness is dependent on something else, because we're looking in the wrong place for true peace of mind, we never get there. But don't get me wrong, when we get that promotion, when we get the next thing, it feels good. It feels good, but it doesn't give long-lasting contentment. That good feeling doesn't last. It doesn't give that long-lasting contentment. And that's when we start looking for the next thing, for the next thing. So on this hamster wheel, seeking that kind of sense of well-being. And it's because we're looking in the wrong place. That's a sense of well-being. We're looking in this physical world. We're looking for circumstances and situations or things in this physical world, because we think they make us feel something. And again, it goes back to that illusion where it generally doesn't look like that, it feels like it. But we realize our feelings aren't coming from the outside. There's nothing wrong with having the promotion or having those things you enjoy, but as long as you recognize that it doesn't give true peace of mind, it doesn't give that same true sense of fulfillment and purpose. That comes from being true to ourselves within. That comes from being deeper connected to our true sense of self, our soul. And that's what happens when we have a quiet mind. When our thinking collapses, we drop into that true sense of self. So X doesn't make us feel Y. Nothing on the outside makes us feel anything on the inside. And that keeps us from our innate well-beings. Is pointing us in the wrong place, which comes on to the next myth. The next myth is, I must have more positive thinking. I must be more positive. I meet a lot of people that say when I first meet them, yeah, I should be more positive. I wish I was more positive. The thing about positive thinking is, if I thought with thought. So it's thinking that's causing our problems in the first place. It's our thinking that's pointing us in the wrong direction for true peace of mind. And adding more thinking into the mix is really hard work. Which is why positive thinking and positive affirmations generally don't work, because they're trying to fight thought with thought. And I find a lot of positive thinking is a veneer of well-being. It's hanging on to that thread of okayness out of fear of not being okay. It's putting a veneer of okayness around a feeling of discomfort, or dissatisfaction, or fear of not being okay. It's not the content of our thinking that's the problem. It's our relationship with our thinking. It's the fact we think thinking matters. It's the fact we pay attention to it and think it's a good guidance mechanism to life. We can't stop thinking. No one can stop thinking. Which is why meditation is great. We can enjoy a quiet mind for 20 minutes, half an hour, but then people go back into their everyday lives and they're back into their thinking and feeling stressed and anxious again. What gives true peace of mind is having a different relationship with our thinking. Understand the true nature of a thought. It's moving away from the content of our thinking and understand the true nature of a thought. We chase our thinking in the same way a dog chases its tail. A dog chases its tail because it doesn't understand the true nature of a tail. And we chase our thinking because we don't understand the true nature of a thought. When a dog realizes the tail is part of the dog, it stops chasing it. That's why most puppies grow out of it. Are we chasing our thinking because we misunderstand the true nature of a thought? And if we're trying to fight negative thought with positive thoughts, it's really hard work. And it generally, most often, doesn't give true peace of mind. So the myth that you need to be more positive in your thinking and you need to use affirmations and really work hard to change the content of your thinking is a myth. Keeps us on that hamster wheel. We might feel slightly better for a few minutes, but it doesn't give that long-lasting contentment of knowing we're okay. Knowing we're okay, whatever happens, that gives a true sense of peace and hope and positivity about the future.